This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Founding Fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Why is it that every time some crazy gun control scheme is about to be debuted upon us, there is a reference to the children? You can take it to the bank when a leftist says it's for the children that they're about to introduce something completely illogical, and they're going to use kids as a distraction. Enter Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. She is doubling down on smart gun technology that proves the people, some people aren't very smart. She said, how many more kids have to die? How many more police officers have to be killed with their own weapon before we come to our senses? Now see, neither one of those things have anything to do with each other. Children are not having their guns taken from them and being shot with their guns. And most of the children that are getting shot with guns are gangbangers. Their age notwithstanding. The emotional distractor is to cover up her resurrection of the old smart gun technology bill. This time she would require smart gun technology to become the law of the land. It would stipulate that within 5 years of the bill's enactment, all new guns would be required to incorporate the very flawed, very bad technology. And if that's not bad enough, she's also included a mandate that within 10 years, if you want to transfer or sell your handgun, it must be retrofitted with the technology. So your Smith & Wesson Model 19 revolver, your Colt National Match Gold Cup 45 semi-auto, your Glock 17, all of them, ladies and gentlemen, every last one of them would be required to have a technology retrofit if you plan to sell or otherwise transfer the gun to someone else. Now, there's good news, bad news, and worse news. The good news is that the retrofit won't cost you a dime. Isn't that nice? Yeah, it won't cost you a dime. The bad news is the reason it won't cost you a dime is the technology doesn't exist. And the worst news is all your handguns will become your permanent collection. Like it or not. Maloney's Handgun Trigger Safety Act includes federal grant money that would allow entrepreneurs to develop the technology that so far is very, very flawed. Maloney cites the grants will be earmarked to increase efficacy and decrease costs. You're just dying to know what could possibly go wrong with that, right? She also envisions paying the manufacturers to retrofit handguns from the Department of Justice Assets Forfeiture Fund. A companion Senate bill is in the works by Senator Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat. Maloney, of course, is a New York Democrat. She's quoted in a May 11th GunsAmerica.com article saying, we wouldn't drive in cars or use baby cribs that didn't adopt the latest safety technology, and we shouldn't use guns that don't take advantage of this technology either. You see the kid thing creeping in there? Now, not everybody, of course, is Taken in by the smoke and mirrors of smart gun technology, recently the Arizona legislature voted to block legislation that would require smart technology, calling it unproven and potentially dangerous. This is nothing new. In 2002, New Jersey passed the child-proof handgun law, making the first state to allocate funds to the tune of $1 million to develop smart gun technology. That law included a provision that after a workable and reliable personalized handgun hits retail stores, all future handgun sales in New Jersey must include the new technology. 15 years later, neither smart guns nor the million taxpayer dollars exist, which once again underscores the fact that smart guns prove people aren't very smart. Now, retrofitting any gun that exists today would be onerous. Not onerous in probably the actual retrofitting itself. The technology doesn't exist. This is like getting out there and saying, all right, from here on out, with your transporter beams, you can't transport more than 3 people at a time, as you know, unless you're staying within the same galaxy. Okay, let's pass that law. Transporter beams don't work. This is not Star Trek. They don't work, Scotty. So, what are we doing here? We're trying to... I don't know. I don't really know what we're doing. It's like making... Well, it's like some of these laws where they make it illegal to kill Bigfoot. Okay. Most zoologists get out there and say there are no Sasquatches. There's no evidence, according to them, of Sasquatches. You see videos of something that looks Sasquatchy, but there's laws protecting Sasquatches, even though we don't even know if they exist. This is a little bit like this, too. I do not know how you make any gun that is already a just mechanical machine. Guns already have an interface. It's called the trigger. When you interface with the trigger, when you tell the trigger what to tell the gun to do, the gun does it. Getting out there and trying to fix it to where the gun only does it for some people, that kind of intelligence doesn't exist in the gun technological world. I mean, artificial intelligence, where the gun knows the difference between good and bad. That's what we're basically asking it to do. Now, there's going to be people say, well, you know, Bill, it's biometric. It's not about good, bad. It has nothing to do with the whole good, bad thing. It only has to do with the biometric thing. The authorized user of the gun. I've got an iPhone 7. It has a fingerprint, you know, a thumbprint recognition built into the button. And first time, it's not going to work. And the second time, it might work. And the third time, it always works. And in a gunfight, if I pull it out and I try to pull the trigger the first 2 times and it doesn't work, my new name is Perforated One, because I've just got shot or brained or knifed or something, but I'm not in the gunfight because my first 2 shots failed to happen because my biometric recognition failed. Where is that going to work? What's going to be the power source? How's it going to transmit this? How's it going to know? What's going to be the life of the batteries? What's going to be the life of the processor? How often does the processor have to be updated? Will it have Wi-Fi? All of this nonsense over a very simple machine. It's interesting that in the military, the training syllabus is designed, or it was in the 80s, I don't know what they do now. In the 80s, they told us the training syllabus was designed to where a 6th grader could understand how to operate a weapon. And we're wanting to take that mindset where they're rather simple machines. And simple is good in that you become safe with it faster, more familiar with it faster. Getting out there and monkeying with it is not going to make things better. When we get back, they decided to go after Trump's dedication to the cops with some gun control. Yeah, This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There is a new gun control organ that is composed of active and former law enforcement officers, and they went after President Trump's remarks at the 36th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. Members of the Law Enforcement Coalition for Common Sense rebuffed the chief executive as being as soft on guns. David Chipman, a retired ATF agent now with the Gun Control Group, said, "We can keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people and better protect law enforcement from the threats of gun violence. But to do that, we need a president who's serious about finding solutions that put the interest of law enforcement first, not the Washington gun lobby." Well, Mr. Chipman, you are a fool, sir, because it's not necessarily about the Washington gun lobby. This is an organization that was formed as an offshoot of former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords' Americans for Responsible Solutions this past February with 20 mainly retired law enforcement veterans. The group includes controversial former ATF Director B. Todd Jones, who left the ATF to go work with the NFL, former Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey, who carried a gun despite not being certified as a police officer, and one-time Orlando Police Chief Val Demings, now representing the area in Congress. Chipman took exception with pending bills in Capitol Hill to deregulate suppressors, allow for federally mandated concealed carry reciprocity, and Trump's past support for dropping gun-free zones. Besides a speech at the Capitol, Trump later met with law enforcement families and others in the Oval Office, where he signed a proclamation marking Monday as Peace Officers Memorial Day and May 14th through May 20th as Police Week. Proclamation says police officers are the thin blue line who sacrifices, protect, and serve us every day, and we pledge to support them as they risk their lives to safeguard ours. Chipman said the president is right to acknowledge the many sacrifices that our brave men and women in law enforcement make for our country, but these heroes deserve more than lip service and empty promises. They deserve a president who will listen to law enforcement, protect our communities, and reject the gun lobby's extreme agenda. Well, is that right? Let's see. Wait a minute. Where did that go? Where did my page go? There it is. Let's go to PoliceOne.com, April 8th, 2013, when Barack Obama was still president. And let's look at a survey that 15,000 law enforcement professionals, all currently serving, all in various, you know, levels, command, you know, chain of command and everything else. How do they feel about armed citizens? This was in response to... This was in response to some anti-gun legislation that was put before Police One. 86% felt the currently proposed legislation would have had no effect or a negative effect on improving officer safety. Similarly, 92% felt that banning semi-automatic firearms or assault weapons would have no effect or a negative effect on reducing crime. 92% of 15,000 current serving police officers. Demonstrating the opinion that the best way to combat gun crime is through harsher punishment, 91% said the use of a firearm or perpetrating a crime should lead to a stiff mandatory sentence with no plea bargains. Respondents were more split on background checks, with 31% agreeing that mental health background checks on all gun sales would help reduce mass shootings, while 45%, more than that, disagreed. 71% support law enforcement leaders who are publicly refusing to enforce more restrictive gun laws within their jurisdictions. 82% believe that buybacks are a stupid waste of time. 91% support the concealed carry of firearms by civilians who have not been convicted of a felony and or have not been deemed psychologically incapable. 80% feel that legally armed citizens would likely have reduced the number of casualties in recent mass shooting incidents. 38% believe the biggest cause of gun violence in the United States is the decline in parenting and family values. This was trailed by overly lax parole and short sentencing standards at 15% and pop culture influence at 14%. That was promoted by Police One exclusively to their 400,000 registered members, comprised of individually verified law enforcement professionals. Only current, former, or retired law enforcement were eligible to participate in the survey. So this little fringe group that Gabrielle Giffords has put together is not speaking for law enforcement. Law enforcement can speak for law enforcement. You know, you can expect to see, I mean, you guys know law enforcement people. Everybody knows at least one. Ask him. Ask him what he thinks about it. He's not going to have a problem. Alex Ford, the CEO of the Praetorian Group, said that this survey captures the perspective of an audience that has an intimate professional connection to gun policies in our country, yet is rarely heard from as a group in discussions on the issue. Unless, of course, they're a big name, or they've been with a big organization, and they weren't a big name when they were in the big organization. Or, you know, something like that. I don't know. So, this survey was conducted online between March 4th and March 13th, 2013. 15,000 respondents out of everybody that they tried to poll. I'm afraid that this group that Gabrielle has set up is about as effective as Gabrielle's group. Of course, her husband, Mark Kelly, does like to go around saying he's going to buy a gun and then give it to somebody else, which is, that's called straw purchasing. Mr. Astronaut, that's what that is. It's not being funny. It's illegal to do that. You can't go around doing that. I would love to see you do that, and then I would love to see just the law as it is written right now today be executed upon you. I don't know if that's going to happen though. I don't know. Found that interesting because I always like it when the big names or the supposed big names in law enforcement get out there and we get to hear from them. And at the same time, it's not the big names that matter in law enforcement. It's the ones out there on the street doing the job every day. When we get back, the Trump slump could turn into the Trump bump. That's enough of that rhyming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands. thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ah, yes, back in force. I do love making the gun grabbers look bad. I do. Coming to you from the Second Call Defense, defending you, Defend Yourself Studio, this is Lock and Load. This show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. Man, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Right now, it seems that background checks for gun permits are trending downward right now. I don't really know why that is. Unless that's because in some states where they now have concealed carry that is, or, you know, permitless carry, if you will, that may be taking it down. But this means that when you look at the background check data, the share of estimated gun sales begins to rise, rivaling 2016 in some months, according to FBI data that was released May the 1st. The decreased proportion of permit applications suggests gun sales may be shifting from the rumored Trump slump to a Trump bump, according to NSSF General Counsel Larry Keene. He said, "We're starting to see an industry rebound, and we tongue-in-cheek refer to it as the Trump bump," he told CNBC Thursday. Federal background checks ran for permits comprised 41% of all applications processed through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System in 2017.
That's down 5% compared to last year. Meanwhile, data shows dealers sold an estimated 4.5 million guns through April, about 500,000 less than this time last year, the biggest ever for federal background checks. April estimated sales, however, eclipsed its 2016 totals by more than 4,400. Still, the firearms industry heads into a historically slower season this summer, 10% down, but not out, according to Keene. He said, reports of our demise are greatly exaggerated. We see long-term growth is actually better for the industry. Slow and steady wins the race, and sustained growth in a more normalized market allows the industry members to manage their inventory better and manage their cash flow. NICS serves as a proxy for gun sales nationwide, but it is an imperfect measurement for actual firearms sold. So far this year, 8.7 million applications have been processed through the system. However, Guns.com estimates that only 52% of those resulted in a gun transfer, 1% more than estimated sales for the first 4 months of 2016. A couple of things about guns and gun selling right now, okay? First things first, it is a buyer's market, without a doubt. Especially if you are in the market for an AR-15. Unless you are in the market for one of the boutique weapons. If it's one of the boutique weapons, I don't really know where you fall on that one. Now, having said that, okay, it's interesting about two things, and I mean, I gotta hand it to you. Who said this? Iowa in the chat room said this. I gotta give this to him because he's the one who brought it up. I've been talking about it for weeks now. It's interesting they want to take and invoke electronics into guns when we're looking at the possibility of an EMP attack. Where, and, you know, that has actually got to be considered to some degree a viable threat. It is real, and as soon as North Korea or Iran can figure out how to get one in a position to do that, they will be risking all-out decimation, I hope. It would be my hope that we have our systems hardened enough to where if they attack us with an EMP, that we can turn them into a smoking ashtray crater. And that would be my hope, would be our plan for that action, because there's a reason to come for that. But in the meantime, where they were to execute that, the only things that would really be working the way they work right now this minute are guns. I'd have to run around with a... Remember the old cones that had a small place for your mouth and big wide place out there, and you would scream through that pre-loudspeaker. Megaphone, thank you. That just left me. Thank you. That was almost like we planned that, too. Teamwork. So, pre-megaphone. So, that'd be the only way I'd be doing a broadcast, but my weaponry would be 100% functional. With the possibility of losing my flashlights and my powered optics, which still makes them functional. They're still functional. I got plenty of handguns that have no RMRs. I have one AR-15 that has no optic on it whatsoever. And the optic I have on it, the only thing the battery does on it is it changes the reticle color, which I'm told it's a very nice shade of blue, which I can't see it, so I just turn it on just so it just turns up a little brighter for me. But it would still be there if it got fried in an EMP, because the optic has no need for any other electronics besides that powered reticle. Reticle still exists. So it's interesting that we're beginning to see gun sales go up, because everybody in the gun industry was just certain that they were doomed. Everybody bought and stocked up thinking it was going to be Hillary, which would be Obama too, which for gun sales, but it didn't work out that way. And still, the world is still a very dangerous place. But this whole EMP thing, the other thing to consider that might happen here, and it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, is the dismounted Mumbai style attack where we have multiple players in one area, in one locale, shooting the place up. And then, they would be suicide squads. The guys in Mumbai, they caught one alive. Everybody else died. That's the way they work. So it's just interesting that everybody's back there saying, well, you know, gun sales are just not where they used to be. They're not bad. I mean, they're not as good as 2016, but I think they're better than 2017. So all that being said, just makes me wonder why we're not looking at that. The other thing is that in this market right now, this is the time to be picking up some serious hardware. And I think the buying public may be grasping onto that idea. For most people, an AR-15 that costs $700 is going to work about as good as any boutique gun, just simply because of how often they shoot it, which is not often. They don't go out and train with it. They're not pulling triggers on it and seeing how many thousands of rounds they can put through it without cleaning it. They just have it. They may go take one class with it as a lark, and then that kind of training is a lifestyle. It's not. It's a whole different way of looking at life when you train to that degree. But that all being said, this is definitely a buyer's market. It doesn't surprise me sales are going up. Still very dangerous. Plus, of course, the left is arming up now. They have a little ways to go before they catch us on the bell curve as far as their education when it comes to handling a weapon, but they're thinking that they need to. They're thinking they need to arm up because they've been told we're violent and they got to get ready to deal with us. And of course, they default to violence. So, we may have to, we now have to deal with the possibility of an internal civil war brought on by the left. ISIS being, dismounted, attack Mumbai style. And then, of course, the EMP thing. When we get back, how much capacity do you need? This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I am a believer in capacity. If I'm going to have a low-capacity gun like the Nighthawk gun, which is an excellent self-defense gun, then I'm going to carry an extra spare magazine to go with that. Because I'm still going to have numeric superiority. One thing I caution you about, though, one thing I never do, I recommend capacity to everybody. Okay, I err on the side of superior numbers. But let us not shame people who decide to only carry a 5-shot revolver. There are some people that are so well trained with those things that I wouldn't want to face them with anything that I own. Some people carry those as a backup gun, but some people carry those as a primary weapon. Here's the thing about semi-automatic guns, okay? And there's a couple things you can get by with as a rule of thumb. As a rule of thumb, okay, if you're going to carry a semi-automatic pistol, one of the wondrous guns that are made today, if it's a double stack, you can probably get away with one magazine. If it's a single stack, you can probably get away with two. Then you have basically the same sort of backup ammunition numbers there in front of you. Massad Ayoub has done a lot of research on this, and that's what he recommends people do. But it's all based upon research, but also for him, some personal experience. And one thing he started doing was seriously debriefing gunfight survivors shortly after he started carrying in public in the 1970s. back then, if the simple display of the gun did not stop the gunfight, then once the gunfight started, five or six rounds was usually enough to solve the problem. But usually isn't always. Right? Armed citizen Richard Davis nailed three bad guys with the six rounds he had in his revolver before he ran dry, but one was still up and running enough to shoot him twice. When he was recovering from those wounds, it occurred to him that there had to be something better to stop bullets with than his own body, and he created the concealable soft body armor under his Second Chance brand that made him the man who bulletproofed America's police. Armed citizen Lance Thomas, in multiple gunfights with armed robbers at his watch shop, learned the hard way that you often needed more than five or six shots on tap to survive. In the police sector, this sort of thing happens so often that a Youb's generation witnessed a switch from a six-shooter on the belt with 12 spare rounds to a semi-automatic pistol with two spare magazines, 46 rounds readily at hand with a modern 40 or 52 with the more popular 9mm. Ayub debriefed FBI Special Agent John Hanlon, who had only a five-shot Chiefs identical to one that he was given when he was a cop. And that's what he used in the infamous 4-11-86 shootout in Dade County. He was reloading when he was shot down and crippled and watched two of his brother agents murdered. In retrospect, he wished he'd had more to fight back with. Personal experience means more than collective experience simply because no one person is going to survive enough gunfights to become an oracle before the odds catch up with him. Most of us lead these very easy lives. Ayub took a lot of individuals at gunpoint, and all of them either surrendered or fled, and the only time he's ever had to pull the trigger was against animals. And most of them went down with one shot. Some took more, and, you know, once there was a steer that was very unhappy about the whole thing and coming, you know, that steer took six rounds. A Colt 357 Magnum discharged the sixth, an instantly fatal hit on the steer. So, we all have to assess our needs and our threat levels. I don't, like with riding a bike, okay, with riding a bike, the bike jersey, as they call it, this has pockets in the back, right? When I ride a bike, I'm carrying a mechanics bag, and that is where my Glock 26 is sitting. My Smith & Wesson MP shield has been taken from me. I have my eldest son who needs it more than I do. I'll have to get another one here shortly because I got all these Hive parts to put on it. But there are those that ride bikes that will use those pockets in the jersey to carry the little Ruger LCP, for example. Now, I don't want to be shot with a 380 at all. I don't want to be shot with anything. So I don't tease people that carry those things or the five shooters. Maybe that's all they own. Maybe that's all they can carry, and more power to them for being armed at all. But for those that are out there, I mean, I did the EDC website, and I was criticized for carrying two spare magazines and a Glock 19 at the time. More power to you if you carry more ammo. Because the short answer to the question of how much capacity is enough is that is unknown. That is completely and totally unknown. How much is enough? How much can you carry? So, the people that carry this, people that carry this much stuff, I mean, I've heard the story of the one cop who shot somebody 19 times with a Glock 45, the Glock 21. And now he carries 147 rounds of ammo on him. 5.56 and 45 caliber. 147 rounds on him. Because he shot and hit the guy 19 times. And the guy kept on coming. It was not till he did a headshot that the guy stopped. But needless to say, I don't know how many times he might have hit him center mass. Dude was not deanimating. That's my Willow beeping at me. Figure out your threat level. Figure out your profile. What can you carry? What's the best thing you can carry? How much can you carry to go along with it? That's the second question. Some people go out and buy a gun, and when they buy it, whatever that comes in the box is all they've got. One of the problems I have, for example, with the SIG P320 is it only comes with one spare magazine. But it comes with a holster that is just a little bit better than useless. Just because of the angle it sticks away from your body. That being said, well, I don't know. But I'm going to stop. On Facebook, I constantly get people try to gun shame me for carrying plastic Fantastics. And then when I show them the 1911, then the ones that would never carry a 1911, they come out. And I'm simply saying that I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to gun shame somebody. They're carrying, if they say, well, if I carry this, this is all I need. I hope that's true. I sincerely hope that is true. But all that being said, the answer to the question of how much do you need, how much capacity do you need? No idea. No idea. History points to, with me, when I go out with a double stack gun, I'm carrying two spare mags. Okay? I have three that are in that rotation. And they all have a minimum of 15 rounds each, and I carry two spare magazines. And it's not that uncomfortable. It's not that hard to do. It gives me comfort. When we get back, we're going into hour number two. When we get back, we're going to go into the world of the bizarre. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.